This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. The sheriff's office is investigating after a man said his car was hit by gunfire on Old Glade Road. The report said the shooting happened October 4th or 5th. The man told deputies he originally planned to handle the problem himself, but decided to contact law enforcement instead. Lieutenant Governor Mark Robertson told supporters in Wyville Tuesday that the lack of leadership in Raleigh has slowed disaster response in western North Carolina. Robinson put his gubernatorial campaign on hold while he was helping with relief efforts. He spoke to a crowd of around 125 people at Dale Seafood yesterday. Robinson is facing Attorney General Josh Stein on the November ballot. Robinson said Stein and Governor Roy Cooper have failed the people of North Carolina, especially those in hardest hit areas from Hurricane Helene. County Commissioners on Monday approved the expansion of the Gregg Tract in Dothan. The residential development will grow by 370 acres, according to County Economic Development Director Gary Lanier. The new acreage will allow for larger lot sizes and less density. The Columbus County Agricultural Fair opens up every day at 4 o'clock. Now, the fair is going on through Sunday at the county fairgrounds, and crowds are turning out in record numbers already for the big event. This year features the return of the Fair Queen pageants, along with old standbys of Midway Rides, the Baby Derby, arts and crafts competitions, the Demolition Derby, livestock shows, and entertainment every night. We understand there was some really hot competition in the pig show yesterday. Today is Special Friends Day at the fair until 4 p.m. when gates open to the general public. This is the 41st year for the Columbus County Fair. A landmark case before the State Court of Appeals could dramatically reshape farmland in our state or preserve it. A solar developer is suing the County of Pender for the right to build a 2,300-acre solar facility on ag property and adjoining wetlands in Pender. The solar field would be one of the largest in the state and more than 10 times larger than any in southeastern North Carolina. County officials in Pender refused a permit for the field, noting that the property is prone to flooding, and a solar generation facility that size would have permanent detrimental effects on the environment, neighboring farms, and residential properties in the area. A whole lot of local hands are helping with the cleanup and recovery from Hurricane Helene in western North Carolina. The New Blacks Tire facility, which used to be the Quality Ford dealership in Wyville on Madison Street, has turned into Relief Central. Blacks Tire is hauling truckloads of goods west after the supplies are dropped off and packaged there at the facility. You can leave donations at the Columbus Baptist Association, Columbus County News, the New Blacks Tire Place, all area law enforcement agencies, including the Sheriff's Office, the Chaperon Town Hall, and many area churches. Reverend Dave Heller of the Columbus Baptist Association said the emphasis this week is urgent. It's on warm clothing. New and slightly used blankets, coats, jackets, scarves, hoodies, and hats are being collected for shipment as quickly as possible. Warm clothing is needed for everything from infants through adults. Cleaning and muck-out supplies are also needed. Donations can be dropped off at the Black's Tire Truck at the gates for the Columbus County Fair through tonight. Western Prong Baptist Church is having homecoming this weekend. They'll have dinner on the grounds after the 10:30 service. Worship is held every Sunday at Western Prong at 8:30 and 10:30. The church is located at Peacock Road and U.S. 701 between Wyville and Clarkton. Transformation Church and Milk Before Meat Ministries have a busy month ahead. This Sunday is Family Fun Day and worship at Wyville's Nolan Park. They'll start with worship service at 10 a.m. Then there'll be music, food, and games after the service. Transformation is also holding a sidewalk service on October 20th in downtown Wyville at 6 p.m. in the alleyway. Everyone is welcome. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.